I am delighted to be joined on the line by one of Ireland's newest world champions, Mags Cremin. Mags, how are things since being crowned world champion alongside your teammate, Fintan McCarthy? Just over 2 weeks ago, is it now?
Yeah, just over 2 weeks ago now. Oh no, it was just such a great experience, to be fair. I mean, we didn't really know what to expect going into it because it had never been raced before. The mixed double, it was the first time it had ever been raced at a world championship, so we really didn't know whether we were going to be fast or what. We only got into the boat the day before the race, so for the first time, so that kind of way, I suppose, because I was racing in a double, women's double with Zoe Hyde, and Fintan was racing in a men's double with Philip Doyle, and that was our priority. So this was kind of just a novelty really, and just like a bit of fun that turned into us winning gold. So yeah, so no, it was gas, but we really enjoyed it, and just the whole experience.
How did you decide, how and when did you decide you were going to do this together?
I suppose we have trials every month at the National Rowing Centre, and I suppose we saw it on the calendar and just thought would we give it a go? Do you know what I mean? I suppose we've never doubled up in an event at the World Championships, but it was obviously after our own events had finished, so we were kind of like, would we give it a go kind of thing? Fiona was in the single that morning as well, so she wasn't going to be in the mixed double, so therefore I was in the mixed double. So it was just kind of funny, yeah, that kind of, we were like, oh, why not? We were kind of like, we weren't sure where we were going to be absolutely wrecked after our events, our normal events, but I think just the vibes and just the excitement of it kind of kept us going really,
So it was kind of the mindset of what do we have to lose here?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And I think Fintan and I, we had no idea, because obviously we never rode together, but I think two of us are just so similar in the way, we're just absolute demons when it comes to racing. We knew if all failed, we just horse it down the course, that kind of way.
Yeah.
So we kind of knew we'd be a good match that way,
Yeah. There
we
wasn't
just love racing,
a chance that you two weren't going to try your hardest to make that podium.
Yeah,
Amazing.
100%. We just love racing, we love fighting, in a race, that kind of way. So that's kind of two qualities that we both have. So we knew it was kind of, yeah, that it was going to be good that way. So yeah, it was just so much fun really, and I think although it was a novelty event kind of thing, everyone did kind of take it seriously in the moment, like all the other countries, that kind of way. And I suppose we had the heat that morning and we won that. So we knew we were kind of quite good or whatever. But we were just absolutely buzzing when we got back to the hotel. We only had 3 hours between the heat and the final. So we went back to the hotel to rest and just try to switch off. But we were absolutely buzzing, and we met Fiona, who was kind of gearing up for her race, and we were all just buzzing, bouncing off each other, and we were like, okay, we need to calm down. But yeah, it was just so much fun, and it's kind of what it's all about really, although rowing is kind of our job really at this stage, we all love it, but at the same time, there is that pressure, and you have that pressure on yourself, and you want to do well and stuff, but this was kind of just for fun really, and it was just really nice to experience that,
Oh my God, 100%. I completely agree. Whenever I was competing, I'd always try and enter another event that it's competitive, but the pressure's off. It's not that serious. I can enjoy it. And I think that's so important in sport because you start sport because you love it and you enjoy it and you're a kid who's just enjoying being in the moment. And that kind of sometimes gets lost.
Yeah, 100%. I think, when it does almost feel like your job, you can lose that, you know what I mean? And it definitely is important to have those reminders, that kind of way, and have that fun element in it, and sportsmanship and all that, that kind of way. So yeah, it was a really nice reminder. So
Oh, that's so sweet. So obviously the Irish rowing team is so competitive,
yeah.
unbelievably competitive. You're always competing against each other to make teams and to get into the boats. But you seem like a
Yeah.
really supportive group of people. Are you always cheering each other on the whole time, or is that kind of just what it looks like from the outside?
No, 100%. It's just like it's mad how much Irish rowing has lifted the last couple of years. Like, you know, everyone brings something different to the table, you know, that kind of way. And I think everyone is like open to helping each other out. And like, you know, there's always kind of a discussion that way between us all, like what we all kind of really want to strive to be better together and individually. And it is just such a nice space to be in. Like, we're all really, really close. Like, you know, that kind of way, like there is such a good like team spirit and team environment, like, and it's just so nice just going training every day. Like, I just love it. Like, I just love going training every day. And I think that's what brought me back after Paris with lightweight being finished in the Olympics. And obviously I had to make the decision whether I was going to stay on and give heavyweight or open weight a go, or to kind of close the chap the book or whatever, you know. But I think just like the gang, like the team, and I think that's what brought me back the most, like, you know, that kind of way, because medals are never a guarantee, so you have to enjoy the everyday. And I think with that team, like, I love it every day. And like, win or lose, like good days, bad days, injuries, you know, like, you know, although people might think like obviously like the high performance team, you know, like they must be so motivated every day, like we kind of bond over like, oh God, we should go out in the water now, you know, that kind of way. And you know, it's just, you know, like we're not definitely not motivated absolutely every single day, you know. But I think just having a great team by your side goes a long way, you know. So yeah, it's a really, really nice space to be in. Like, you know, as a team and as friends, but also like the success and, you know, what a like there's no better place really to be in when you have world medalists and Olympic medalists training beside you every day. You know, it's such you don't have to look too far for inspiration, really. You know, and when it's your close friends, your best friends who have those medals, it almost kind of it's inspiring, but it almost makes you feel like it's possible too. You know, because we're all human at the end of the day. Do you know what I mean? And you know, it's just really nice. It's a really nice environment. So I feel really lucky to be part of it.
Oh my God, that's so lovely. It's literally like you're a family. Like you're this is it, it's so nice, like from the outside looking in and seeing like the progress that rowing has made in Ireland. But it's just so nice to know that you guys all really appreciate it, and you're all so aware of kind of the moment that you're in and kind of the change that you're making in terms of sport in Ireland. And I guess we kind of saw that with boxing when Katie Taylor was winning her medals. But that's essentially what you guys are doing in rowing. You're inspiring the next generation, and the fact that you're having so much fun with it as well is just so lovely to see.
100%. Like, I mean, you know, like I said, like medals are definitely not a guarantee, and it can't be your sole reason for why you want to do it, you know, that kind of way. So I think having that circle and people around you just makes it, you know, your kind of reason why, you know, that kind of way. But yeah, it's such a good space to be in. So yeah.
So you mentioned the women's lightweight double sculls no longer being in the Olympic program and having to transition into the open double sculls. What does that mean exactly for you, and in terms of the change in your training and your mindset?
Yeah, like it was actually a big change, to be honest. Like it's a different sport really, to like, you know, lightweight rowing to heavyweight rowing. We had to weigh in at 57 kg 2 hours before a race. So it meant that we had to like put bin bags to our skin, six layers of clothes nearly, and hop onto a bike and sweat down, and you know, so we could be that bit stronger, so we weren't kind of stepping onto the scales on weight. So it really was a different sport. You're kind of waking up and that's your focus, and then you shift your focus to racing. So but I think it was just part of it, and it was kind of just part of the process. But having that not in the equation on race day, you know, it's definitely you know, you do feel that bit stronger, like, you know, it's like a new lease of life, you know, that kind of way. So although, like, you know, lightweight rowing was kind of taken from us as opposed to us like making that decision, it's kind of nice that the decision was made for us in a way, because like it is very hard every year to kind of, you know, although in the winter time we can be a little bit heavier, gearing up for regatta, like you do have to kind of watch your weight and start like maybe cutting a little bit if you need to. And yeah, it's just that like extra little bit of stress on your body, when your body's already like under a lot of stress with training and stuff. But yeah, so it definitely is a big change, but a really positive change. And I think, I suppose up until this year, like I feel like I've learned so much every year, and you think you're such an experienced athlete and stuff, but even learning from the girls, being in the boat with Zoe, like, I feel like there's so many things that I didn't know, like even fueling your body. We have so much support, but I think even just like learning from the girls and stuff this year has been huge. Like, and I feel like I'm just excited because I don't really know like where my body can take me yet, and I feel like that extra bit of fueling and not having to weigh in on race day is gonna hopefully take me to another level, hopefully. It's exciting. So yeah.
Do you think that, like, obviously an Olympic cycle, it's 4 years, it's very long, and I don't think people fully appreciate that, how long it is for an athlete. And at the end of every cycle, I kind of always found the first day back so difficult, because it's like, oh, like it's not like it's next year, it's in 4 years' time now. So do you think having, you're kind of like, you're basically, you're obviously a really strong trained athlete, but you're basically starting again. And do you think, like, that's so exciting?
I know, it actually is so exciting. And I think, well, I've actually never done a 4 year cycle, because
Oh yeah,
the Tokyo
Tokyo.
cycle, yeah, I know,
You
because
did a 5 year cycle.
well, not really, like, because I would have been quite young, say, for rowing in Tokyo. Like I was 22, just turned 22, so that was like quite young. Anifa was just turned 22 as well. And we were kind of like, we were definitely like, Tokyo was our goal, but like people would have said we had like an outside chance of qualifying, that kind of way. But we always kept the dream alive or whatever. But like, so we were just absolutely buzzing to qualify for Tokyo, kind of thing. And then because I suppose our campaign was like maybe 2 years, like I'd say, of a cycle. And then sure, Paris was only a 3 year cycle. So I've actually never done a 4 year cycle. But
Welcome
I know,
to
so that was
it.
another thing to think about. Yeah, I know, literally. But I was kind of like, I was definitely aware of that after Paris. Like, you can't go all guns blazing, because you'll be burnt out, like, that kind of way. So it was nice to take a break and just get yourself refreshed and not think LA, yet, really, I suppose. Just think, okay, what do I, like, just back to what I was saying, like finding out your reason why you're going back, I suppose, and then focusing on how you can take yourself to the next level, and like, what are your goals, that kind of way. Like, I think like LA is obviously 3 years away now, but it's just having those yearly goals and stuff like that to keep you motivated. That's what I found anyway. As
What is
opposed to
your
thinking about the end goal,
reason why?
I think going back to what I said, like, I think rowing has given me so much, like, in terms of like friends. Like, I just have friends for life, like, and like, I suppose I never, and just opportunities, I suppose, as well. Like, I never would have thought, looking at the Olympics and watching the Olympics when I was younger, that was going to be me. Like, it was never my dream when I was younger, like, not in a bad way, but like, I suppose I probably watched the Olympics on the TV thinking these were just like superheroes from they were born. Do you know what I mean? And I never would have thought that I could have been there, but, and also I was allergic to starting rowing as well. I suppose just like through the like love of the sport and like the challenges, and I suppose the ways that, like, you can challenge yourself. I just really enjoyed that. And I think, yeah, I know it sounds like so like mushy, but like, it like really is the people for me. And like, I just really enjoy it, and just all the opportunities that it's given me, I never would have imagined it, that kind of way. And I definitely just wasn't ready to give it up after Paris, because, like, even just Paris was just amazing. Like, I'm sure you agree, like just having like all of our family and friends there, like it was just crazy, like it was just amazing. And like just even giving that to your family and friends, like those like special times as well, it's great, like, and it really brings people together,
Yeah.
sport, you know, that kind of way. So
It's
it's
not
just a
mushy at
great like
all.
thing to be a part of, do you know what I mean? But like it's
Yeah.
just like it's so, I feel really lucky to be in that, like, you know, in that space, and like, you know, surrounded by like really like cool, inspiring people every day, you know. So yeah, it's funny.
I love that. I love a bit of mush. I think like that's the
Yeah,
whole thing about sport, isn't it? It's like life can be so hard and so miserable and so can sport and the ups and downs, but when it all goes together, it's the mush that you need that brings people up. And it's
100%.
those moments that like people write about for decades, they make movies about, like it exists for a reason and it's so powerful.
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah, it's cool.
So you and Zoe won your B final at Worlds. How do you improve on that? Like, what lessons did you learn, maybe about yourselves, the event, and like each other?
Yeah, it was definitely a really exciting campaign, like I think. You know, it was a new partnership and just a new challenge, new adventure. And you know, I think like we raced in three regattas this year together, and I think we learned something different from every regatta. And I think we were very proud of our performance then in the B final. But like I suppose it's just a really good stepping stone for the rest of the cycle, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
You know,
Were there maybe like
like
key things that
it's,
you could take away from it?
yeah, I guess we kind of tried different things every race, and we kind of learned from every race, you know, that kind of way. I think it's something that, you know, is exciting and motivating at the same time. Like obviously we wanted to be in the A final, and you know, it was a little bit disappointing for us not making it, because we were close to get into the A final. But at the same time, you know, it is the first year. It is the first year after the Olympics, and you know, it's a good building block. And you know, the only way is up, you know, that kind of way. So it's definitely really motivating for us going forward. And I think as well as that, like just the whole team doing really well, you know, we're definitely in a good space. Everyone kind of rising together and pushing each other to make us all faster at the end of the day. So I think we were, you know, excited. We'll definitely be excited to build on it going forward.
And now that you don't have to worry about weighing in, are you? Do you have to like consume so much more food now? Like, are you enjoying consuming more food and more calories?
Yeah, it's funny, like I feel like, and I was saying it to Aoife, because like, you know, like I feel like when I was lightweight, all I did was think about food and when am I eating next, and you know, that kind of way. But now that I'm racing it as a heavyweight, like I feel like I just don't think of it as much, you know, that kind of way. It's funny, like, that it can consume you when you know you do have that element of restriction at times in the season. But yeah, it's crazy, like being like so full, you know, that kind of way. It's just like it's such a different feeling, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
But no, it's just great. Like it is really, really good. Like you've so much more energy for training. Even doing like strength and conditioning sessions and stuff. Like you just have so much energy for every single kind of part of it, you know, that kind of way. And nothing is kind of, you know, you kind of have that energy, I suppose, for every single session, as opposed to kind of some sessions like having not so much energy, you know. So it's great.
Okay. Yeah, I always found 'cause like as a swimmer, you do so many sessions, so you burn so many calories and you have to consume so many calories. And I always really struggled with actually just trying to get the calories in because, like, and having done it for so long as well, it's so funny listening to you talk about it because I'm like, she's her first year in, she's getting excited about it. It will become
No,
so
100%.
mundane.
Really? Oh my God. Yeah, no, it's
Hopefully
funny.
not.
Like you do, yeah. But like you do actually have to like eat like kind of like treats and stuff. Do you know what I mean? To like get the calories in. Do you know,
Oh
like
girl, I
people probably
know.
think like, do you know, like it's like,
What is
oh,
it?
like
What
your
is the
athletes, you
treat?
must
I used to eat like bags of jam donuts.
Oh really? Oh
Yeah.
gosh. Yeah, I love like ice cream and stuff like that, you know, that kind of way.
I have heard a rumor
But
that the rowers do love a tub of Ben and Jerry's.
yeah, it's just like easy calories, really, you know, that kind of way, and it kind of goes down nicely. But yeah, it's exciting, definitely.
What have you been celebrating? Have you had time off? What have you been up to?
So I'm in New York at the moment and visiting my friend. So it was nice. It's nice to just switch off and kind of be able to kind of head off and do those things. And I actually started a master's last week. I was a few weeks late. But I started a master's in SETU in Waterford, in applied sports and exercise psychology. So I'm really, really excited about that. And
That
so
will
yeah,
only
it's
help
kind of
you now as well.
I know, yeah, 100%. It's just something I've been really interested in and really passionate about. So I'm really excited to like tap into it more.
Well, I'm sure they can
So
forgive
that's
you
exciting.
being late. They're like,
Yeah,
"Oh, it's fine.
hopefully.
We have a gold medal."
Yeah. But like it's so the Wales is like 2 weeks ago now, but like you would be kind of ready at this stage to get training again. You know, you'd be feeling a little bit lazy.
Yeah.
So we'll have to start doing something this week. But yeah, no, and I think the World Champs has definitely like motivated us all. So like I think there'll be just good momentum going into the next season.
Amazing. Mags Kremen, world champion. Thank you so much for your time. I cannot wait to see where you go from here. Enjoy your break while it lasts, and I'm sure we'll see you back in the boat
Thank
very
you.
soon.
Bye.